This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Venezuela's new banknotes, minus five zeros, entered circulation Monday in a bid by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to tame hyperinflation, forecast to reach 1,000,000% by year's end. Reforms implemented include a 3,000% increase in the minimum wage, a hike in gas prices, and anchoring the new bolivar to the petro, a cryptocurrency.
Ajustar los salarios.
The president of Venezuela's business organization, Fedecamaras, Carlos Lazarabel, said the wage hike is unmanageable for an economy in grave depression. Analyst Raul Sanchez Urubari of Australia's La Trobe University said for the average Venezuelan, there's a great deal of uncertainty.
Out of a combination of, on one hand, the brutal nature of the measures themselves, as you know, and on the other hand, uncertainty with respect to its implementation, we start the week in Venezuela, based on what I know, with a very cautious and almost fearful start. Lots of concerns about what's going to happen in the short and mid-run.
Venezuelans, meanwhile, fleeing their country, continued to enter Brazil despite a spike in anti-immigrant sentiment there. Extra troops on hand following violence which occurred Saturday. Ugandan police used tear gas to disperse a second day of demonstrations in the capital, Kampala, over the beating and detention of opposition lawmakers. Dozens were arrested. Emilian Kayima is a police spokesman.
We ask all Kampalans and all Ugandans not to engage into these riots because, as we say, they are unlawful, they are unacceptable, they are criminal actions.
Lawmakers arrested a week ago on suspicion of taking part in the stoning of the presidential motorcade. This is VOA News.